God's Word, the power to protect. What you are about to hear are scriptures from the Old and New Testaments of the Bible concerning God's promise of protection. I recorded many of them in the first person as though I were talking directly to God and He to me, as in truth it was. Here's an example. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 states, "Don't you be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." World English Version of the Bible. Here's how I recorded it. "I will not be afraid, for you are with me. I won't be dismayed, for you are my God. You will strengthen me. Yes, you will help me. Yes, you will uphold me with the right hand of your righteousness." I've included the book, chapter, and verse so you could do further study and to verify that this recording is true to the spirit of the scriptures. The Bible is filled with examples of God's hand of protection on His people. Beginning with the book of Genesis, God protected Noah from the evil of his day and its cleansing flood by placing him in an ark of safety. God's power to protect is also seen in the book of Exodus as God delivered His covenant people out of Egyptian bondage. God protected them from Pharaoh's pursuing army by a pillar of cloud and fire. He then delivered the chosen people through the Red Sea by parting the water for His people to cross on dry land. Pharaoh's army was drowned in the chase when the waters returned. All throughout the Old Testament, we see God's hand of protection on His people. We also see in the New Testament that His arm has not shortened. Just read the account of Peter's supernatural jailbreak in the book of Acts chapter 12. The Apostle Paul, writer of the lion's share of the New Testament, suffered greatly in his journey of faith. Nevertheless, he said near the time of his earthly departure, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." In his letter to Philemon, he referred to himself as Paul the aged. Now, it appears that God does protect those who serve Him. Now, let's consider the greatest example of God's power to protect. Fresh off the mountain where He overcame Satan's temptations, Jesus returned to His hometown of Nazareth and taught in the synagogue. After preaching from the book of Isaiah chapter 61, the people were filled with wrath and attempted to throw Jesus off a cliff. He simply passed through the midst of them and went on His way. Some 3 years later, plus many attempts to silence Him, Pilate boasted that he had the power to crucify or to release Jesus. Jesus answered him, "You could have no power at all against me, except it were given you from above." Jesus also said on another occasion, "No one takes my life from me. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I received this commandment from my Father." God's commandment to Jesus was also His promise of protection. We, God's 21st century children, will suffer persecution for His sake. Nevertheless, God's hand of protection is still extended. You can grasp His hand as you listen to His promises of deliverance, safety, and protection written in the scriptures and revealed in this recording. Now on to God's Word. Praise the Lord.